USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Work on a coronavirus vaccine is progressing. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says scientists at the National Institute of Health have identified a possible vaccine for the respiratory illness.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized the entry of that vaccine into phase one safety clinical trials.
Even if the vaccine is successful and safe, it still could take a year or so for the vaccine to hit the market. Voters in 14 states and one territory are continuing to cast ballots on this Super Tuesday, with 1,357 delegates up for grabs, making it the biggest single day in the Democratic primary. Polls begin closing as early as 7 o'clock Eastern Time in states such as Vermont and Virginia, but with polls closing at 11 o'clock Eastern Time in California, it could be a late night. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A peace deal with the Taliban may already be falling apart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Taliban attacks have resumed on Afghan forces in Afghanistan, despite the signing of a troop withdrawal agreement with the United States on Saturday. A Taliban spokesman says they will not attack U.S. forces, but Afghan forces are fair game, as the Afghan government is balking at a key provision in that agreement, which would have seen 5,000 Taliban detainees released by the Afghan government. It comes after Defense Secretary Mark Esper declared on Monday that the United States was ready to start the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under that new agreement.
At least 22 people are dead and about 140 buildings destroyed after tornadoes ripped through the Nashville, Tennessee area early on Tuesday morning. President Trump is planning to visit the area on Friday, and Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A longtime host with MSNBC surprises everyone by abruptly quitting. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then, and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
Now, the woman publishing an article in GQ magazine accusing Matthews of being gross and inappropriate with her before she appeared on his show.
On this Super Tuesday, the gloves are coming off as Judge Judy, who's a surrogate for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, calls Senator Bernie Sanders' socialist policies a joke on MSNBC.
This is the greatest country in the world. Nobody wants to leave this country. Senator Sanders' revolution is not what this country needs. It's a revolution that, A, is a joke because it's fiscally impossible, and B, wherever it's been tried on a large scale, it's failed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.